Good evening. Continue our conversation about some halachos related to Havdalah. So the Gemara in Brachos notes that when Ezra brought Am Yisrael back to from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so it was people were very poor, they had very little money, and so they couldn't afford wine. So we know Chazal, we mentioned before, we're metakin that when you make Havdalah, you make it out of coast. But people didn't have wine, so they couldn't do that. So at that time, the Anshei Knesset Havdalah composed, who had composed already the standard text of the davening, so they added into Atachonain, they added Atachonan Tanu, right? This Havdalah to be said in Maariv. And that way, if a person didn't have wine, so they could make at least Havdalah in Maariv. Later on, things got better, so they brought back the idea of making Havdalah Kos, and then things got worse again, so they put it into back into the davening, and they left it as both. And that's how we have it today, this idea that we make both Havdalah at Maariv, and we also make Havdalah Kos. Why is the paragraph of Atachonan Tanu going to Atachonain? So you say, because it has the same words. Yeah, but it has the same words because it's placed in that bracha. So why does it go there? So there's really two reasons given. So one reason given is that that's not what it's about, right? Atachonan Tanu is Atachonain is about the idea, the ability for a person to make distinctions, right? We have wisdom. Atachonan Tanu is all about the Ramavdal, Ben Karosh Chobin, Al Chosh Chobin, Yisol Amim, that we know to make these distinctions between other things that comes from our ability to think. And therefore, it's placed specifically in that place. However, the Mishnah Berurah has an additional reason. He notes that Atachonain, that it's placed in Atachonain, which is the first of the Bakashos. Why? Because the halacha is, Yerushalmi writes, that a person can't make their personal bakashos until they said on a Motzei Shabbos, until Imein Havdalah. Why is that? So Shulchan Aruch Rav says, for very good reason. The halacha is, you're not supposed to say personal bakashos on Shabbos. So you have to wait till Shabbos is over, and then you can go ahead and make your own personal bakashos. So what do? We put Atachonan Tanu, B'davka, B'Havdalah, B'davka, in the very first of the bakashos. So as we're kicking off the bakashos during the week, so we first say Havdalah in that moment. Like we noted, that even the minute remains that once a person says Atachonan Tanu, they still go ahead and they make Havdalah ala kos afterwards. Whatever person forgets to say Atachonan Tanu, it happens a lot to people, we're not used to saying it. So if a person forgets Atachonan Tanu, you do not repeat Shemona Esrei, you don't even go back. If you said Baruch Atah Hashem, said Hashem's name already, the end of Atachonan, you don't go back at all, you don't say Shemona Tefillah, you don't say it again at any point. Why not? Because you're going to go ahead anyways and make Havdalah ala kos afterwards. So we don't require a person to repeat Shemona Esrei or even to go back in Shemona Esrei if they forget Atachonan Tanu. One last interesting tidbit, it's a halacha that's found in the Gemara Brachos also. We have the concept of tashlumin. If a person forgets to daven, you know, shacharis, you daven two minchas. If you got mincha, you daven two maarvs. So what if you forgot mincha on Shabbos? You overslept. Took a Shabbos nap, you woke up, oh, gewalt, it's already nighttime, I missed mincha. So when do you say atachonin? Atachonin tanu. So the halacha is, you say it in the first one, right? Because it's going to be a daven two maariv, they're both maariv, right? But the first maariv, whenever you do tashlumin, the first tefillah is for that tefillah, and the second tefillah is the makeup. So since the first maariv is the actual maariv, so for the end of Shabbos, so you say atachonan tanu in that maariv, but when you say the second maariv as a tashlumin, so then you're not going to say atachonan tanu, because again, that's just really for mincha, and so there's no need to say atachonan tanu a second time.